Cape Talk. Cape Talk. Money Matters with Sylvia Walker.
Sylvia Walker. The music has played. It means Sylvia is on the line. A very good morning to you, Sylvia. How are you doing?
Morning, Abs. I'm fantastic. Thank you. And you?
Absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much. And I promise you, it has nothing to do with Priscilla's SMS, which says that today is breakup day, bonus day, beginning of the holidays, and it's payday. It's just
fantastic. I mean, what more could one want?
What more could one want? So happiness and jubilation for many South Africans who, in fact, will be getting their pay today and breaking to go home to their families. And look, not taking away that there are some of those that are not fortunate enough. We understand, but we gotta also say congratulations and enjoy yourselves to those that will be enjoying this day. Sylvia, though, talking about money. Over the last couple of weeks or months, people have been talking about it. I've been saying to myself, it's a Ponzi scheme or pyramid scheme. I'm afraid of it, but it seems to be gaining ground. Yes, I'm talking about Bitcoin.
Yes.
What is Bitcoin?
Bitcoin is a very interesting phenomenon that's raised its head over the last couple of years. In essence, though, Bitcoin is a cryptocurrency, what's referred to as a cryptocurrency, and that is simply an electronic currency. So, you know, like we normally know money in terms of notes, you know, cash notes and tangible money that you can feel and you can use. A cryptocurrency is an electronic currency. So there's no physical money, there's no physical feeling to it. It's basically because it's a currency, you can actually use it to buy things and pay for things. So it's a worldwide system. So if you think about it, it's quite revolutionary in that there's no banks involved, there's no middle people involved, there's no exchange control. So you can, you know, use that currency, whether you're sitting in South Africa, whether you're sitting in Russia, wherever you're sitting, you can actually use that to transact with somebody else. It was developed in about 2009 or created in about 2009. And as I say, it's actually just, you know, rocketed in terms of popularity and knowledge in the last sort of year or two. The downside, of course, to something like this is that it can be used for illegal, you know, activities, you know, for arms deals, drug purchases and so on, because it's not controlled. It doesn't go through any central checking system. It simply runs from computer to computer. So, in essence, that's what it is. I mean, there are other cryptocurrencies, but Bitcoin is the one that seems to be the most popular one at the moment, the one that everybody's talking about.
What, I mean, as a matter of an example, what would others be? Maybe one or two?
Ethereum is one that's started recently. There are a couple of others, but yeah, Bitcoin. And the interesting thing is that Bitcoin has become so expensive. I heard you mentioning it earlier on a price. It's about $17,500 at the moment for one single Bitcoin. So the thing is, you obviously, if you're going to be buying Bitcoin, you can't buy a whole one. I mean, that's about 230,000 Rand. So you buy it in fractions. Just because of the value, you know, the value is so huge at the moment.
All right. So you're listening at home, 19 minutes past five. Sylvia Walker is joining you on the line this morning, as she does every Friday, to talk to you about money matters. If you ever want to get in contact with Sylvia, you can do so on her email address, which is sylvia@sylviawalker.co.za. But to you listening at home, 021-446-0567, that is the number that you can dial. Are you a Bitcoin trader? Is that the correct term to use, by the way, Sylvia? You are a trader if you're working with Bitcoin.
Well, a trader, an investor, because that's the big thing. That's what's happened recently, is people are seeing it as an investment, as a great investment opportunity.
Now, let's talk about that. You're saying it's a currency, but it's one that is not tangible. It's one that's online, so you can use it to buy anything, whatever you want to buy. Is there at some stage that where if I want to pull out of Bitcoin, I can say, okay, I am pulling out, give me my money in cash?
Yes, absolutely. So you would buy it, and then if you wanted to sell it, you could sell it and just get the cash paid out. So the money goes literally from your bank account into a Bitcoin account, trading account. You buy the Bitcoin, and when you want to sell it, it then gets moved back again. The cash equivalent goes back into your tangible bank account, so that you can get hold of the cash.
Okay. And it seems to me, though, it's more of, I don't know, maybe I'm mistaken. It feels almost as if it's more of a status thing. The reason I say that, you know, you talk about people buying. I haven't heard anyone saying, I've bought this, I've bought that. But you hear everyone bragging that I've got Bitcoin.
Yes. And so the thing is, you can actually, as I said, you can use it to buy stuff, you know, as a currency, because that's really what it was intended to be. And in South Africa, you can use it on Takealot, which is, a bid or buy. So some of the really big sites, you can actually use Bitcoin. And there are lots of other smaller websites, online shopping sites, such as Earthchild, Runway Sale, that have started now accepting Bitcoin as a means of payment, you know, online. Also, PayFast, which is a payment mechanism in South Africa, has also now accepted Bitcoin as a means of payment. So that's enabled about 13,000 local online merchants to actually use, for you to purchase with them using Bitcoin. So that's really what the intention was. But the thing is that, yes, people are talking about, I'm investing in Bitcoin because I'm going to make money. And this is quite interesting because people are buying Bitcoin not to shop with, but they're actually buying it because they think it's going to increase in value.
Okay.
So that's really, that's what's erupted recently. And it just, if you actually just look at the value of it and how the prices, and it's really been this year that the prices rocketed. So the people that got in, as I said, it was developed in 2009. So the people that used to have bought Bitcoin in those days obviously have made a huge amount of money today. Just as an example, if you took $100 in 2010, which is only 7 years ago, $100, if you invested that in Bitcoin, it would be worth about $28 billion today. So, it's actually quite sickening to think about it. But these are the stories that circulate, and it drives hype and it drives energy. And people say, I must get in, I must invest because I'm going to make lots of money. But as I say, the early guys actually really did really well. People who got in very early.
Okay. If it looks beautiful, it sounds beautiful, why are people condemning it? Why is the financial industry so against this thing? Don't get me wrong. I think some of the greatest gangsters we've ever had and that we still have are in the financial sector.
Yes.
But why are they condemning it?
Yeah, there's been quite a lot happening lately. It's almost like one's got to be careful who's pointing fingers at who. All right, so the problem with it is that it is very different to anything else that we know. So it is not like any other currency, a hard currency that is backed up with assets. There is nothing behind Bitcoin. There is nothing driving its value except the belief that it will be worth more in future, if that makes sense. So if I can compare that, let's say you're investing and you're buying shares in a company, you're actually investing in a business that is tangible, that is manufacturing something. And you remember we've spoken before about Ponzi schemes and stuff, where you're investing and there's
yes.
actually nothing there. So when you're investing in a company and you're buying a share, it's a business, it's producing something, it's adding to the GDP, it's creating employment, and there will be some future value. So you would hopefully buy the share at a lesser price, and it would increase in value because the business has increased in value. So it's the share you could sell in future for a profit. With Bitcoin, there is nothing. There is nothing. There's nothing behind it. There's no value behind it. There's nothing it's producing. So this is why the financial industry is so critical of it, because it's simply increasing because people are believing. So it's supply and demand. The more people say, I want to get in on this, I want to buy Bitcoin, it's driving the price up. So there's very little behind it.
And I suppose also for the... Sorry, continue, Sylvia. No, continue.
I was going to say, because then they call it a bubble. One hears this from the financial industry. People say it's a bubble. Why is it a bubble? Because it's just being driven by the demand for it, and that bubble will eventually burst. And if it bursts, obviously then the price will fall, flat right down. So,
okay.
That's the problem.
SMS coming in. Please ask Sylvia, who is best to buy Bitcoin with or through? So if I want to get... Bitcoin, that SMS is from Judy, by the way. If I want to buy Bitcoin, who am I buying it through?
Well, there's only two places in South Africa you can buy it. The only two Bitcoin exchanges. The one is Luna and the other one is IceCubed. So those are the only two. And that's another warning to people. There are a lot of scams out there, as there are with everything. There's a lot of people out there saying, do this, do that. And those are the only two. Luna and IceCubed are the only two allowable Bitcoin exchanges in South Africa.
All right. Sylvia, we're going to have to move fast here, but I do want to ask these two questions. Maybe we can bundle them into one answer. Is Bitcoin a pyramid scheme? And if not, or if it is, what about security then?
You know, as if it might or might not be a pyramid scheme. Again, the debate is raging. With a pyramid scheme, you obviously, new people come into the thing, older, you know, early investors can be paid. So there's nothing like that with Bitcoin. I mean, nobody's been paid anything. So that doesn't fit in terms of that definition. But in terms of the other thing from a pyramid scheme perspective is that people actually always encourage other people to invest. And from that perspective, it may seem like a pyramid scheme. So yes and no. The interesting thing for me is it doesn't fit anything that we know that we know up till now. It's completely new. It's completely different. In terms of security, yes, you can put them in a digital wallet, which is password protected. And as I said, there are only two places that you can actually buy Bitcoin through IceCubed and Luno. Nowhere else in South Africa.
Sylvia, we got a call from Robert. Robert on the line in Australia, by the way, speaking with Sylvia. Sylvia? Robert, sorry. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, and you?
2 weeks time.
Oh, fantastic. Bring water with you.
Okay. So I'll tell you what, Sylvia, I'm going to speak to Robert. Robert, you are open on the line. There's a bit of a delay, though, so you're going to just have to say what you need to say.
Okay, so we had a look at Bitcoin in my office only this week. You know, we've all been aware of it. And the lady bought it through a company in America. She made double the money, came to sell it, can't sell it.
Oh, my.
Okay.
That is a problem with Bitcoins. There is no market for it. And that's why these prices keep on going up and up and up, because no one's selling. There is going to be a market for it one day. But at the moment, she dealt with the biggest, I think it's called CoinNote. Anyway. It's the biggest market of Bitcoins. They said to her, sorry, you don't live in America. We can't credit your credit card.
That might be the problem, because she was based in Australia and buying and selling from through an American Bitcoin exchange. I don't know. As far as I know, in South Africa, it's not a problem. Okay. You know, if you're using one of the approved ones, but I mean, I can do some research. I can check up on that.
We need to check up on that. Robert in Sydney, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Have a good day.
Good day. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's Robert in Sydney. Sylvia, though, we also got to very quickly say goodbye to you. But in terms of just asking the general question, is this a good investment?
As you know, the thing is that anybody who's going to put money into Bitcoin must realize they're doing it on their own cognizance. It's not regulated in South Africa, so it's not regulated by the Financial Services Board. SARS is not involved. You have no recourse. If you lose your money, you've got nowhere to turn to. So no financial advisor, no financial institution will advise you to go into Bitcoin, because it falls outside the realm of what we know and what we understand. So for me at this stage, it is completely like gambling. If you've got some spare money that you don't mind losing, by all means, you can experiment, but realize it's your own, it's on your own, it's on your own conscience and it's your own decision. So I cannot advise anybody, no advisor, no one in the financial business or industry can advise anybody to put money into Bitcoin. It's really your own decision, but realize that it's very volatile, very high risk. And as I say, you're not protected by through any kind of legislative process in South Africa. So it's really your decision to make as an investor.
Thank you so much, Sylvia Walker. We chat again next Friday.